Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
And that's wonderful. As usual, Jungkook, that tune. Let me say this. Let there be peace on earth. My mind get to a climax now, and I'm telling you the truth. I don't have no more patience with white people rule. Everywhere they have invaded and claim they have laws, AD Anno Domini laws for imperial colonialism. I'm tired of that right now. I'm telling you. When I look and see who white people are in history, and African people are suffering because we don't have a sense of history over the last 100,000 years. Look, had we come to our senses, these white people may never be on earth right now. Really, if you look at them, look at them real good. We know the reason why they look like human beings. We know the process by which, for the first time, hominid speak. And especially when we look at the history, identify hominid, Homo erectus, leaving Africa 1.5 million years ago. And now I'm seeing more history to reflect the time 100,000 years ago when those African ancestors was migrating out of Africa to settle in other places outside of Africa. At that time, 100,000 years passed. And another 100,000 years was yet to come. I am seeing, I thought, I'm gradually discovering what history says. And to me, it's like a Cain, not Cain and Abel, but it is Jacob and Esau. It is a case like Jacob stole the birthright of Esau. That story may never be a real story. But these white people make up stories, write them in the Bible, and unfortunately we believe those stories in the Bible. Okay? We can't believe the stories in the Bible because the Bible is not a history book. All right. But they seize the opportunity to write all kind of uncivilized story in the Bible, all over the Bible. The worst of them is the Adam and Eve story that until this day, we cannot, most of us don't see anything wrong with the Bible stories. How can we have white people who come from here never talk? They make stone tools and light a fire. And 2 million years pass, at least 2 million years pass, they were still the southern apes of Africa. People never come around yet at all. The Elohim timeline coming to earth never happened yet. When they left and go into Europe. Now, can we identify what happened? Or we can't? Why do we have a BC era and a AD Anadamani era? And AD Anadamani is made up of what kind of a government? Can you tell me? What government exists when these hominid, Homo erectus, left Africa 1.5 million years ago in the world history textbook? Nobody has anything, any history that I know about that say anything different. What is our problem? The problem is if we are, gone blind. So that when we read, we don't understand what we're reading. But you see, as long as history remains the authority, these faggot white people cannot remain in the position that they are in. You don't see? It doesn't matter what they think about their fucking ass power. It's not a power that governs us. And I can see if we were all dead and in the grave, we can't say anything. But as long as we are alive, that's where the power works. History wasn't written for dead people. It's written for people who are alive and have intelligence and civilized sense. What I am trying to say to you is that the time has come to get rid of white people using our history. They have a history. It's not the Bible. It's not the Bible, and that's where they make up their laws from, is the Bible. So I am saying to you, the kind of a look that they have as apes, to now I can see clearly now how came about and look like human beings. But be sure, be certain that they never look like human beings when they migrate from Africa and go into Europe. They did not look like human beings. Something happened after that. Something happened in history. The story is also told in prehistory. Okay? Because the timeline when African people began to leave Africa, the timeline is there in history. Clear that these hominid Homo erectus left. They left and go into Europe. Nobody did not exist in Europe before. They were first. Now, if we have this history to prove what happened back there, well, as they are enjoying the legacy of history concerning them and we who come after, we all must enjoy this spatiotemporal time because it has allotted to them what is their fate, and it allotted to us what is our fate. And white people are not lucky enough to be endowed with more and beyond what history says. Do you understand that? Okay, if you think that we must suffer under what Africa ignorance has allowed them to destroy kingship government, which is the only history on earth. Who has the history for the pyramids? Who? These homosexuals who you see here look like human being, talk like human being. The only thing that we can say for sure, it may not be the only thing, but from a tangible point of view, one of the things that we are sure these white people don't do like civilized human being is to fuck each other's asshole. But you see, they are like the set of homosexual that they call, they go both ways. Right, is that there is no difference to homosexual between woman and man. Can't see the difference between man and woman, then you know, see them big brain, where them say them evolve with. Just don't have the qualities, the atoms, the taxonomic energy. They don't have the same like
The sapien people, sapien species, the only extant species. They don't have that. They do not have that. And from the fact they only look like us, they cause. What else? Basically, those two things that we see clearly, physically, and the fact that mentally, psychologically, they don't use their senses the way we do. Whatever they are doing, like civilized people do, we know where they get that from. We know where white people get behaving like they're civilized from. But as you can see, they go right to the borderline and they start fucking ass and they behave like nothing they're wrong with it. They have a Bible that now we believe and they raise up Christianity that they feel like, you know, Christianity will do the trick on us. And they're not so wrong about that. Because something has to happen to us, my friends, as African ethnic people. Something has to happen to us to clean out those old bunch of nonsense that we believe. Because the Bible does not have any academic people that testified that Genesis creation story is a story at all. It does not. Now, why are we to have all these this ocean of evidence just in the Bible alone that these people are not civilized like human beings personating? And just think about how long they were in their own natural state, never have anything to impersonate. They couldn't impersonate each other with anything different. They could learn from each other whatever they all see in their brain, but they were not able to imitate among themselves a higher civilized sense, because they went as far as 3.5 million years. When they leave from Africa, 2 million years after they were developing in Africa. You think about it. You think about it. If you cannot erase what I'm saying as the history, it means it must stand. White people must be brought to justice, because what they are doing now, they are living in essence just like they was. I mean, just like they were in Africa for 2 million years. That's the way they are living right now. The government that they make up, it's just like they are just sodomites. Unable to live civilized. See, the first thing they began to do, trace them over the past 12,000 years after the flood. And see, at the flood, where were they? Some of them get destroyed in the flood. And these cross-breeding, talking sodomite culture, some of them escape. They survive. And here they are. We only know them as white talking people that look like human. They sound a lot like humans. But they are not real humans. They call themselves. Well, first of all, I see in respectable history, they are called Cro-Magnon man. And they themselves write about Cro-Magnon, man. When they are writing about themselves, they are masking what they write. They use a lot of you just can't see a clear picture in what they write because they're making up a lot of stories. Okay? And they are good at doing that because they have a lot of common sense for being that level human animal for millions of years now. And like I'm saying to you, the African people, the ethnic people, were not exposed to that length of time to develop so much common sense. So what we get is simply from the gods. DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's all we get. And these nasty white louse fucking ass white people, they willfully do not write what is in history, in the Bible, about this everlasting narrative in prehistory that tells us the whole story of how the gods on earth created primitive worker. They think that they can use their maggot brain and create a faggot world and not the civilized one. By the gods of the pyramids and all that they created like this. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. All right? This is where we are. This is a test that we are under because clearly we know well how much African people have suffered. Look, we have been suffering so badly, we need to be educated properly because a lot of people are chatting, and we have not gotten anywhere in the context of getting rid of foolishness. Because as long as we have a Bible about Jesus Christ, we are still so blind that we don't see no Jesus exists, yet still we believe. We don't know the difference between having knowledge of something and believing in a notion. We don't pass that yet. With whatever, I have a brother with a PhD, and he cannot pass that. You see what I mean? So psychologically, we are blind. And you even read it in the Bible, read in a passage of Isaiah. They write a whole bunch of, stuff that doesn't make no sense at all. It only be confusing and contaminate your brain in that book of Isaiah. But there are things written in Isaiah that I don't see those things come from the pen of these faggots on what they write. and what they have written about a prophecy of a Messiah, it's not true. About sin and crucifixion, those things are not true. That's why Christianity, as we believe it, is a blindness to the African people. Christianity is a darkness of midnight. That's what Christianity is. Because if you read the World History textbook, you will see narrative about these white people. And they don't call themselves by Indo-European that invaded Palestine. They don't call themselves Indo-European that go there and kill off the African people and are still holding Palestine to be white people's possession. We can't read to understand what the account said about the invasion. We don't know. We're reading it from we are children, and we don't understand what it says. Me too. Until I'm over 50. And whatever happened into my head, and the way to read and understand what you're reading, that's what happened in my head. Now, so I am not looking through a glass darkly anymore, like St. Paul said. Yeah, but as long as you're reading what St. Paul said and believe the Genesis creation story about Adam and Eve and the kind of God that them have in their talk, dealing with a talking serpent, even the God talking to the talking serpent, that God in the Bible bring the talking serpent to judgment, right? You imagine that. We're reading all them kind of foolishness. And we don't realize. It's nonsense. God cursed the talking serpent. Why am I cursed the talking serpent for? And the talking serpent right in the Bible shows that the talking serpent told Eve the truth. God is lying to you, woman, said the talking serpent, because God know the very day. Just a second. You just I'm sorry for for the break. Listen, what I'm trying to say to you, you can read. You understand what you read. If you believe what you read before you even read it, what are the chances you gonna know what you read? Because you don't put a vapor over your psychological eye. So you look at the Genesis creation reading of the God that make Adam and Eve, and see if it's making sense. Look again, because this time, if you read it, just turn off your belief first, because you don't need to believe anything at all. It doesn't matter how true it is. Belief is not the gateway to logic. It's identification. That's a separate energy. You didn't know that, right? Well, I'm telling you that now. And you think about it, because it's all in our heads. For us to understand things, you have to reckon with your brain. And how do you know the difference between one thing and the other thing unless you're using your brain? So I am saying to you, when it shows that God condemned the woman and the man and cursed the serpent, all those things that God is saying in the Bible, why we Africans don't see that the talking serpent tell the woman the truth, and God lied. And not just on one point. Several things are written in that passage, and especially when you go down to the third chapter of Genesis, you will see a whole lot of manifestation of who the character of God is, right? And if you didn't find out before, I'm telling you, if you are reading the Bible good, you will find out that God is a sodomite character. It's not a character that exists anywhere except in the pen of these white people that write in the Bible. And they set it up, and they are depending on our blind eye, because you see, from 100,000 years ago, the first 25,000 years, when those of the African hybrid people began to migrate to other places outside of Africa, that's where the trouble began. When African people go psychologically blind. Yeah. A lot of things go on in life. Well, because you can go to college and university and you can learn. Yeah, you can. But why is it when you read the Bible and see all these old bunch of nonsense, you can't distinguish between history and foolishness that these white people write? No. Good reading is to read words, and you are lucky when words come to tell you what's wrong. It's a good that you can read, good thing that you can read. But what happens when you're not interpreting what you're reading? Because you have a belief already about what it's supposed to be saying. What happened to you? So this is what I'm trying to say. You believe into the nonsense and don't realize that God did lie. And if God did lie, then it's sodomite writing your Bible for you. I mean, if you don't know when something is wrong, you're not going to prosper at all. You have to be able to know that, okay, if you didn't know that something could be like that, so wrong, well, what happened when the proof come and show you? You can't read good enough to find out. Now, you will not survive. Because when everybody turn against you, what do you use to protect yourself? It must be the truth. What is going to justify you when people are lying on you and making all kind of problems for you? What do you do? How do you defend yourself? If you don't have words, if you don't have the truth in words, you will never prosper. Well, I am telling you right now, as I'm talking to you, these white people are psychologically dead, because they seem to be alive because they have us believing all these old bunch of lies. When we read a Bible, we believe it. It's the reason why white people are everywhere. African people migrate out of Africa and go settle themselves, say, over the past 100,000 years together combined. And everything that is in the Western, East, West, and North, where African people settle down over the last 100,000 years, it shows that we were able to function. But a lot of us are misfunctioned because our brain is go in reverse. We didn't go forward. So even though we do a lot of good things, but what happened when these Cro-Magnon man come about? What happened to when these white people come about? You don't know nothing about them. because they went ahead and fashioned a lot of different concepts. And I, when I just begin to read and getting out, see a little daylight, I read the article that says there are people who are writing different concepts from the civilized concept because they want to make a different world. When I read that, I wonder, I mean, what people could be doing that? But that was just scratching the surface. You imagine, I grew up in church, and I come to be facing stuff like that. Sound like, you know, it can't be true. Because how can you defeat civilized world and people's way of life? But, my friends, it was ahead of me to find out. Because back then, where I am telling you, I was reading that, I really didn't have anything to say because I didn't know anything yet. But I keep on paying attention to stuff and begin to read. Now, if I don't tell these white people to get their fucking ass out of all of our territory, it wouldn't make any sense I read and find out. Okay? That they have right to tell us that they are to control us. Now, government is here a long time ago. When them writing a Bible and a talk about God and Satan and talking serpent, this world 450,000 years ago had civilized government. A government that is called its name kingship. And that's the history that exists for the civilized world. When we allow these sodomite white people them, we don't see them as what they write in Genesis 19. The sodomite, they came down on Lot. Who do you think we are up against right now? Who said they're ruling the world and African people don't have no government function to protect us? If we did, they couldn't do what they do in Africa. They couldn't do what they do in Iraq. They couldn't do what they do any place else. What they do in Australia, what they did in, what did I say, Australia and New Zealand, all of the killing that they do to the ethnic people. Nobody intervened. Now, we have government. So why these people were able to do what they do? What I'm trying to tell you, something gone wrong. Because these white people that come from hominid apes had no intellectual power to do anything like what we see going on in this modern world. They didn't. For three, they were powerless because they couldn't talk. Now, you have any reason now to tell me why these apes are talking today? Do you want to make up some stories as to why they are talking after 3.5 million years? You tell me where you get that history from. The history in the world is a textbook right now, not saying nothing like that. It called them Southern Ape. Donald Johnson, 2004 publication, edition 2 of the National Geographic World History Textbook. He don't tell you those old bunch of nonsense about Jesus died on a cross. Don't tell you none of that. And where these white people get a Jesus on the cross from? They get it out of fucking asshole. and their inspiration that they get from fucking each other's asshole and come out and tell you about Adam and Eve in the garden. Why they can't tell you where Adam and Eve is in what they wrote. But in history, you have no problem reading where a garden is or anything pertaining to Adam and Eve. You read it in a story and no problem. You have no problem to understand that. But when you read the Bible that these sodomites write, you have it easy to believe what they write. So I am telling you that the talking serpent, why we can't see that the talking serpent tell Eve in the Bible now, only in the Bible that these faggots write. You didn't see that. Why you don't see it? Because the faggot, they tell you that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of Christ. Corinthians 2:13-14. That's what it tells you. Your mind must be unnatural for you to understand these lies. Stinking lies that they write in the Bible to convert you to Christianity. And they tell you that Christianity is what they use to kill you, but you can't read enough to find out. Okay? Now, the reason why nobody don't confront them to say, but how can you say that God, all these mad and crazy things, well, we think that the word God, you know, nobody cannot erase that. That is God, and we don't know nothing else. And it is because we grow up into a societal, psychological ground where we grow up. We don't know nothing else. So that's what it is when somebody abduct you and take you into a different environment, wear you down with whatever you know, until you don't remember those things, they tell you something different, and that's all you know now. Well, it's even worse when you're born and raised up hearing and seeing just that. Why can't we see that if anybody needs to be thrown in a bottomless pit, it's the character of God in the Bible? Just like white people should be thrown into the bottomless pit today. That's right. That's where the God of the Bible belongs, in the bottomless pit. Because the serpent reveals something in the Bible that until this day, the believers can't see what transpires in the Bible. And if you can't see that criminals and homosexuals write the Bible and tell it all kind of lies, it is for the person who read and understand. Even if you don't have to be reading on the highest level, you just know basic knowledge of words and can have an exchange. You know, like me, you can tell when somebody is saying something contrary, unsound, you know, something regressive. It's not going up at all. Now, since God tell Adam and Eve, that kind of a story where them are talking about, you know, a garden that them talking about, you know, it's a pity we can't see that they don't show us the garden and tell we what geography it's on, you know what I mean? Because that would be nice for us to see today. Now that we can read now what the Bible say and look at what they write. But they didn't write anything. It's not because these white people couldn't write the true story about hybrid creation. They could write it, but it would have mashed up their plan. You know, the lie about what the talking serpent said, because indeed they had a lot at stake when they write it, because they themselves were the talking serpent. It's what they did 100,000 years ago or so, you know, coming right as the first 25,000 years of we live in Africa and what they did to our ancestors. They know what they did, why they are talking. So now they are making up stories in the Bible about talking serpents. But the point I am making, why is it we don't see the reverse happen here? Where it should be God who tell the truth about civilized people, but the God in the Bible lied. As a matter of fact, God lie more than tell a lie or a few lies. I'm going to tell you right now because I can't go anywhere without I tell you. I mean, what I'm talking about. Because you don't think God lie. And I'm going to prove that God lie right now. God lie. So now you grab your Bible, Genesis Bible, and go right into the third chapter. I'm not, I don't intend to skip from one because there are things up there to talk about. The creation as well, you see, and the twisted lies that are in chapter 1 and chapter 2. Coming into the third chapter now, my friend, the amount of convoluted information that is there for us to see, such as the fact of the narrative story that God says, you know, don't, they are, of all these trees in the garden, you can eat the fruit. What that was. So you're imagining a real tangible garden, right? According to the Bible. That's not an intangible garden. That cannot be an intangible thing that we cannot see. So if you don't know when you're reading something with an indication separating intangible things, intangible knowledge, intangible knowledge. I mean, you can't feel it with your hand, but we have a sensory process. When we hear somebody talk, the words carry energy. That hit, boom, an object. It don't hit, boom, anything. It chooses what object that energy going to pounce on. So when God say don't eat of these eat of all of these trees, but this tree in the middle of the garden you mustn't touch it or eat of it. Why you think about this now? If you don't think that you are to look for the intangible that matches, you are to look for the tangible element that matches the intangible word. The intangible word must make contact with the physical tangible thing. So when you read the Bible and it talks about what God says about the garden, you know, why is it so hard for them to tell you exactly where that garden is? But they're leaving out all these things because they expect by the time you read that, you turn fool. The white people, they know that when you read that, you're going to turn fool. Because guess what? You are already primed to confusion. 100,000 years ago in the crossbreeding, we already are infected with their bad Rh rhesus blood. So naturally, you see us African people going about to and fro and stuff like that. And we are regressive. We are not like the first 100,000 years. You see what I mean? So when it comes to what they're calling the serpent coming into the garden and going to mash up everything where God says. Now, God know all things, You read that in the Bible. Does God? Not in the case that we're reading about here. God don't know anything. As a matter of fact, there's no God there, but somebody is writing about a God. And they want to make this God has power. So they're writing about power, but we who are confused in our minds cannot see that there is no God. Because guess what? We believe that the word what they use and say God is really a God for real. And that this God has power. So we assume that tangible and intangible is in place when nothing is there. This God, though, they write some very, very flawed stuff in the Bible that we should see the problem long time ago, but we still mentally sick. Why we don't see it? Something got to happen before we see. The tangible and intangible is working something good. But from the fact that it is not working anything good, because too many African people are following a Bible that is just naughty, naughty, naughty all over when we should see it. Well, that's what happened to me when I began to read and notice what I am reading. I begin to see because I take a paralegal course. And I have legal knowledge about things in general. I understand what a word is saying from what it is not saying. Because I always go to the definitions of the word and stay with the issues, the subject matter. I am saying to you, the point I'm making, God never tell these people a serpent is coming. These sodomite people only concern about their level of civilized perception. And it ain't civilized at all. So look at the way they write this story. They write all over the Bible that God is perfect, all-knowing. God ordained all things before he created them. And none of that is proven true in the Bible. Why did they do that? They don't do it because there are a lot of things that they don't think about that should, steer them out of getting into trouble with what they're saying. They're doing just everything that is uncivilized. Because for them to prop up God, that God know all things, he see things before and everything like that, and they're going to like put a display of God that don't have nothing but sodomite fucking ass sense and make no civilized sense. Because until this day, they don't write in the Bible when civilization come in the world, but they are writing a Bible about a God that make all things and God knows all things and nothing don't go like that. You can't find the proof in the Bible. And they want us to just believe it. Don't make sense of distinction. Though the Bible is saying, the Bible says, we are to judge all things. Don't judge things by its appearance, but make distinction. Prove all things. But no. They only want to tell you over on that page over there, but over on this page right here, they violate everything that says prove all things. Oh, no, because you can't go into the church and prove to the minister that the Bible is against what he's saying and show it to him. They don't want that. They don't want you back in the church because these faggot church must reign with them, mixing their Jim Jones confusion, and you believe in it. You don't know something is wrong with your head, but you want to tell people that you're the wisest people around. But now we are proving anywhere African people are today, with the little exception of those of us who are reading and know what reality is when we read it.
those who are still Christians, they can't see that God lied. When he came in after the serpent created a problem according to the Bible. Now, if the Bible was being written like civilized brain behind it, they would not write a protagonist called God. One, don't eat of the fruit in the middle of this garden, but eat of the other tree them. What is different with the other trees and the one in the middle of the garden? There's a lot of problem here that we don't see. God know all things. God create all things before. God predestined all things before he create them. He and his wise son who he begot, Jesus, they don't make mistakes. They do not make mistakes. You see what I mean? Just a second. So, like I am saying, let the world look at this. And if they think that belief is what takes us to heaven, that's a lie. It takes knowledge to take you to, if there is a heaven, well, let's call a heaven. Many other things, fit heaven for us here. Because when you know a place, because you've been there, there's no belief in that. You don't have to believe that you know this place to know it. Belief is not in there at all. So why is belief so important for us to acknowledge something when belief don't play that role factually? But sodomites use it to play the key role in everything that they are talking and pursuing on the planet. You see what I mean? Now, if that makes sense to you, no, you know what I mean? Your train is not going the right direction. God know all things. He ordained all things before the foundation of the world. We are just reading the creation part of what God and Jesus Christ agree upon. You see that? Yeah. The creation is one thing, but what did they do before the creation? They plan it. Where did they plan it? They can't be planning it in the garden on earth that, God, the earth and everything else were formed by God and Jesus before, you know, that's the action part of it. But where were they when they were planning to make heaven and earth? There was no planet yet, right? All right, so what I'm trying to say to you now, if Adam and Eve were supposed to sin, they knew that all along. So why go through this whole bunch of, nonsense after they are the ones that planned the nonsense? A devil must be thrown down from heaven. Now they decide to do all of that. Why do they plan all of that? And they want a perfect human being. Why put stuff in the way of Adam and Eve to make them stumble? But the point is this, nothing shouldn't happen to stumble Adam and Eve. Just one second. So like I'm saying, I'm trying to like close in on this God thing in the garden where a few points that put closure against the Bible being accepted like it is a religious book. It is a church book.
It has nothing to do with religion and the way of life for the African people. We are different from them. Okay? And why can't they live in harmony with us? Why is this white supremacy stuff and all this kind of stuff? Read the Bible good first. All right. Now go back to those one or three points that put closure against these white sodomite people on their Bible and Jesus and God. Is that God lied about these people will die if they touch or eat the fruit. The serpent come up and asked Eve, did God tell you? Now, they did not expect no serpent. These folks don't know what they're writing. These white people. They're writing a Bible to gain a world that they want to run, you know what I mean? And they know the interbreeding that we fall for, our brain is dead. They can tell us anything because they know we won't see. All right? So that is what I see here. So when we read actual creation, we shouldn't be just reading the actual creation that were pre-planned. Because pre-planned by perfect God and his son can't go wrong. You tell me, how can it go wrong? It will never go wrong if it is true that the both of them are perfect. Matter of fact, it only takes one of them to get it done. It didn't need two of them. But with two of them, double whammy. It can't be wrong. But every single thing is going down wrong here. Everything in the creation, what they decide to do, everything turned upside down. And we still don't see. So don't tell me that psychologically we are not regressive. All we are dealing with here is duplicity. Pure duplicity. So you ain't getting nothing right in the Bible because you have to start with the creation. Now, God, to show you God is a sodomite from the very, very start of any conception of a God, and God create begotten a son, all of that is duplicity we are dealing with. And when we believe in it, it is to our doom. Because if you believe something that is true, you are safe. If it is true, you know, it doesn't matter that you didn't see it. But as long as it is true, process will prove it is true. But if you believe in something that is false, when come time to materialize, you don't have anything. You got to understand that. So God now tell them clearly, scared, fear this. Don't touch this because you will die. You will die. Now, the serpent knows something according to what they're writing, right? He knows something. And he come in and announce to Eve and Adam why God didn't tell them that, look, something is going to happen. I want you to be on your P and your Q. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. These sodomites writing the Bible, don't think like that. You know what I mean? And they're talking about the God's inspiration, you know, to prophets, you know, send these things, you know, trying to save us from out of the darkness and evil that Adam and Eve sin against God. Nothing is true in the reading of this Bible about that. Okay? Now, so I am telling you, if this is not a faggot writing the Bible, because it is not manifested in any way, shape, or form, these things are true. Not even remotely. Okay? So when they come out and talk about they are making law AD on Adam and stuff like that, that's why they make it to kill African people and drive Africa away with politics and call themselves democracy and stuff like that. It is because all of this is fucking foolishness. Okay? That African people are stoned and out and not able to discern and find out. We're not reading a book about any God at all. And the way we were created have nothing to do with Adam and Eve and any garden. Okay? But we are paralyzed. We are chronic or mental. We're regressive. And we can't come to see that this serpent didn't do anything wrong. The serpent didn't do anything wrong. Now, you know, what happened, it's better you call the serpent God and call God the serpent. If we were to do anything that makes sense, that's the way you'd have to do it. Because God is perfect. He don't do foolishness. And this was the first time they are making this creation and stuff like that. Why all these whole bunch of foolishness is happening? All right. So to show you, we don't actually read a story in the Bible that has any clean energy of fact of existence. Because the God that's supposed to have it right have it all wrong. And yet still, he's the one with the power in the Bible that we are believing that, you know, I mean, fail from before they write it. They write failure, duplicity in the Bible. And today, we are holding fast to it because instead we reach for knowledge, we reach for believe. Right? We reach for believe to believe in foolishness that don't exist. So look at the way it plays out now. And I'm got to end this point here. But end it on God's error that cannot be true. God don't exist because God would not go out the very time when he knew something was going to go wrong. Oh, you don't think that God knew something was going to go wrong? Or you want to make up some stories now that, you know, God make Adam and Eve with free will and that's what make them sin. That's garbage. Because you need to show where free will tempt anybody. Look at what free will is defined as in the dictionary. So, I mean, just get rid of that. Get rid of that. God is perfect. He's not going to make you imperfect for something to come wrong and so that, you know, him should fix anything. And God don't fix anything at all. All of the things that happened, he sent a devil down, which anybody with sense would have to say, now, why did he ordain to make a heaven and throw a devil down where he put mankind to develop? Why would a God do that? Mercy, mercy me. What kind of God are we serving? No wonder these same people come and tell you that a God tell them, come to America and kill you. Yeah. A God tell them to go into Europe and put down that king in Europe. God tell them to go to New Zealand and go to Egypt. Go to go into all of these places. God tell them to go and kill who? Not them. Not the hominids, ape-like Homo erectus offspring. Not them. But us, the ethnic people, we. Their God tell them to kill. And you mean we still don't know that a history alive and well is in this world for us to read. But this Bible that tell all these fucking asshole lies, there's nothing else to it but that. Don't put any Christmas wrappings on this. Because they are the one that make Christmas. And Easter and all of these kind of stuff. These fucking ass people. You talk about they have government. You wait a bit and see if they have any government at all. Because nothing they say can be trusted. Nothing at all. And when you begin to plow and find out, you're going to see that it was far worse than you thought. Because if you don't hear somebody talk like they have sense, well, you tell me that may not have no sense and prove it. You prove it. And if you can't prove it, the energy that is true remains. All right? So the God, when I tell we to believe in and billions of people believe in this God and don't hope to see anything else but Christianity wrecking the civilized world. That's all they retire
to see, right? So this God, him not see and him not see all things, him not see nothing. This God go about in business, and this God did nothing but use his all-knowing mind to see the serpent go in and totally decimate Eve and Adam. She eat some of the apple, and it's so nice, she go give her husband some. You think that was a fruit on a tree? Or it is the old setting of the creation of the hybrid people that could not procreate at first, but were fixed to procreate with each male and female. That's what they are butchering up in the Bible, you see. That's right. So now, these white people butcher up the historic story of Adam and Eve in a garden in a Bible. Read the God who is responsible for everything. The fucking ass. I don't know how many men he went out there and fucked and have to make it back in time to try and straighten out things at home in the garden. You see what I mean? Uh-huh. But him see and know all things, right? And he tell him, don't do this because you will die, right? Now, the serpent said, look, God know the day you eat of this fruit in the middle of this garden, you will be wise as gods. As gods. Not as God, but as gods. Meaning Elohim. That is the history. But ever they put in a little history in, you would have to be reading really good and eye open to know where they slip up. God say, when it come time, God affirm what the serpent said. Yes. Why did God affirm what the serpent said? And said, he said, now the man and the woman become wise as us. Plural. Like you read in the Bible, and God said, let us make man. You see what I mean? So they twist the history in every way they can. Now, if they want to have a life, they take up their little bag and leave us and every wealth that we have on this planet and go back to Europe. All right? Because when they think they are standing upright, no, they're standing on their head maybe. Okay? If they have any head, they're standing on it. But the things that we are believing right around the world, people are coming to know the truth. You see? And whereas they think that they have something going on, there is nothing there. Because if they think they have laws to govern every single thing people have, I mean, the World History textbook is there to prove them totally wrong. They never be right, no time at all. 1220 AD is what they created by one of their fucking, what you call, honest fucking emperor. Okay, and two popes. To kill the African people and take away what they have, kick them out of where they are. No, I can't come to the fact that they write something like that to a people who mean everything good for them and they turn against us and write those things to subdue us. That show you that they are no different from, and why do they look like us and act so unlike us? Why? The history is there to tell us, right? And to show us from a get-go, there is nothing written to make
the world what it is, AD anno Domini. Nothing at all. Okay? And so why would God say in his pronouncement that now the man become wise as now that he eat the fruit, he not dead again? At the same God that say they would die. In whichever way would they die? Did they die? Nonsense. Now, if they are died when they eat the fruit, and how nice it was and stuff like that, why would God say, because they come to know good from evil? That's the reason why he kicked them out of the garden. Now, do you see what transpired here? To anybody with sense. Now, can you walk over this and excuse it and keep on saying you believe in Jesus Christ? Because of action of Adam and Eve? Now, isn't God and Jesus, his son, responsible for the fact that Adam and Eve sinned and the kind of a punishment that they are handing down on these two people? The woman is going to have pain in bringing children. Now, my friend, this is totally madness. Because God, you got to question, well, what God and Jesus did talk about these two first people they were going to create? What did they say to each other now that what is happening in the creation? Because what they plan before the creation, fulfilling the creation. Well, my friends, these are the foolishness that we are dealing with. God and Jesus, who are perfect, this is as imperfect as it gets, and nothing is cleansed. Nothing is purged. God and Jesus turn out to be a bizarre, disgusting, contaminating evil. And so is the prophecy in Isaiah. We are blind because nothing in the prophecy of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 is fulfilled. Over 2,022 years. There is no king yet. And people are saying, when Jesus returns. If Jesus don't come the first time, you're an idiot to think he's going to come a second time. At least you should have known if he don't come the first time, there is no second chance of you and any Jesus. You stupid. Go and fix your brains. See what I'm trying to say? My friends, listen. There's a lot of things to affirm the things that I am saying. And it's not because it can't stay as it is, as I say it. Because you don't need two things to condemn what the government of this world is doing. That is wrong. If you don't see that white people have adjusted their lives since 100,000 years ago, they did not wear clothes. Because you see, they write in the Bible that God made clothes for Adam and Eve. So that what they're writing, like God did give them some sense and stuff like that. None of a gossip, right? Now they are saying, with the eating of the fruit and their eyes open now, they see that, Adam is saying that, we hide for because we are naked. That don't tell you that it was a fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden, right? Now, we are believing in Jesus because of all these nonsense. So, so I am telling you that you look at it, that there is no fulfillment of prophecy about a Jesus Christ. I mean, not even dust. Okay? And look at what they are doing in the world today. Now, if you have some real good understanding of what I just said, I don't condemn anybody out there, do I? I don't condemn anybody out there. Because nobody condemned me when me didn't know nothing. When I wanted to know something. All right. I get to know something. It's about words. You use words. Now, you can condemn my use of words? Do you hear me talk like me don't understand what I'm saying? Well, nobody told me that when I went to the paralegal college. Nobody told me that I have a problem understanding what words are saying, or like I have autism, like some people say, or stuff like that. Is that if you don't understand the intricacies and the science process, the word science process that we use every day to communicate, if you don't understand it, well, you will think that I am nuts. But nobody who into places of responsibility, like none of my physicians think that anything is wrong with me. As a matter of fact, one of them tells me that of the 5,000 patients that he has, and he said hover and hover. He just don't say to me, he tell other people. He said, I am the most smart of them all. Now, if my doctor is lying, that's bad. Because he say it in my presence at least say 4 or 5 times. Right? And in front of me, he's telling people in front of me. So there must be an obsession or an effect on my physician why he would say that. Because I am into history. I am into the realization of history. That's all I want to even deal with, man. Because what else is out there? It's the fuck pussies that is to reproduce. And any civilized person will know you do not allow, you know, what Eve tastes and had to give Adam some. That's what they are implying in the Bible. But what I'm trying to say to you, discipline, people who have gone farther than the stimulation of your glands, you know that if you don't appropriate that, okay? If you don't appropriate the stimulus of sex, you won't have a good life at all. If that's all, if you're going to politicize it, you know, like, you know, you have to have a lot of money to have a nice-looking girl and stuff like that. Like, she doesn't have the same type of energies going on between her legs. If you don't raise up above that, your life is not going to be the kind of life of a disciplined person. You just can't. So it's not a matter what I talk about appropriation. I don't say not to have sex. I don't say don't taste good. That's not what I say. I am saying if we don't develop discipline with sex, we are down. We are going down there. You see what I mean? But at the same time, if you are or you are into sex in such a way that you cannot be even honest with your brother's wife and that kind of thing. This world will never be good. We will go on like these sodomites are doing because they are into sex more than heterosexual people. They are into fucking the asshole. Doesn't matter how stink it is and how the other guy shits on their penis. They don't care because the sensation is above all of that. Listen, this world is not what we think it is. At the rate we are going right now, I can't do any better. And who believes that I am a guy who is you know, just terrible. I have to be this terrible. Do you know how terrible these sodomite white people are? You talk about Nagasaki and Hiroshima. These people are killing with laws to kill, and nobody is saying it's not, it's outlaw. We don't have a law. No Hammurabi, no all of these, Sargon, Hernamu, all these kings that teaches us how to live. These sodomites coming on, no AD on Adamani. Now, you're going to find out because, look, I am not going anywhere until the God said, Tim, all right, our time. I will have to tell the truth. And on this show that I do, these guys are always doing things to provoke me. But when they provoke me, I have the thunder and the lightning for them. Okay? And remember, when the tornadoes are coming, they don't give you much of a warning at all. And even if they warn you, some of you may run and go hide and, you know, and may save yourself. But you save yourself one time. But I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff waiting to take you out because white people don't have any jurisdiction over African people. None at all. And that's why I am here. It doesn't matter how much of them are around here. I'm telling you, get out. Get out, because the order is you're not going to be left alive in our territories. The God's going to get you out. I'm telling you. All right. Let me go quickly to this next portion. In human beginning was mute hominid ape man. By now, all of us are supposed to know that. And if we don't know it up to now, go get to know it, okay? So all of the foolishness that we are encountering, people talking and carrying on over. These white people are all over the world spreading all kind of a sodomite philosophy and concept. Something sound like it makes sense, and then after a while, it doesn't make any sense. These white people, if you think that we must allow them to say they have government, it's not true, because I am here to prove it's not true. AD Anno Domini is fucking ass. Okay? And we have a right to tell them, boots out! Okay? Because they don't have an explanation to prove that they have government. Take it up to Europe, where you come from, because they don't have not even zinc to prove that they have any civilization in Europe. But now they can go anywhere we are and pitch, you know, their tent and the White House and in Jerusalem and all over the place. And now it's going to come tumbling down on them. Look right up there today. Look at what is going on up there today in Washington. Look. Look, and you are to see that the wrath upon them. Look, and you will see. Now, then, you see, so in human beginning was mute hominid, and their subgroup, ape men. Then came the wise sapiens, or the exact way it is written is wise sapiens. And that's the subgroup of the sapien that these hominid ape men raped 100,000 years ago. And that resulted in their having talking baby, because the Neanderthals, which is the first subgroup to the wise species, to the wise sapiens,
they came first, and they did not, they were not hybrid. They remain generic, wise sapien, the third highest human being, right? Basic human being was the third highest than the ape man. So when the wise sapien was created by the gods in South Africa, that's who, after 100,000 years, leaving Africa, and they come and rape them and get talking babies. And then they full up their culture with talking people that they look like us, talk like us, and then learn everything that we learn. And the world is a textbook is here with the narrative to tell you the whole story about them and why they are here today. Okay, I read that. I know that. All right, let's go on, because I want to finish this in good time. In human beginning was mute hominid ape man, then wise sapiens, who abolished world history being factual. That is what the hominid ape man, that's what they do. Once the sapien came in, they decide to attack. Being, yes, so they decide to abolish our prehistory and the existence of the history from being factual record of human past. That's them. The science annotation for first ape man taxonomic blood. Google that. Wrote the following. Why is taxonomy so important? Well, it helps us categorize organisms so we can more easily communicate biological information. Taxonomy uses hierarchical classification as a way to help scientists understand and organize the diversity of life on our planet. What is a taxonomy? What is taxonomic? Or what taxonomic means? Let's see. I have it all right here. Okay. All right, what taxonomy means? Distinction. Taxonomy is a science of meaning, describing and classifying organisms, and includes all plants, animals, and microorganisms of the world. A, what is hominid taxonomy? Now, you know that the hominid or the ape people, ape-like humans, okay? The first ape-like mean. Now, we are asking a question about their in biological taxonomy, okay? The hominidae, they call it, whose members are known as the great apes or hominids, are a taxonomic Just a second.
Hello, boss. Hey, I'm doing a show. You've been calling me, right? Yeah, I mean, I am on a short time. I just I see somebody is interested to call me, so I decided to get up and give a little answer, but I'm trying to close up. Okay, all right, cool. I'll give you a call.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry I had to leave, but all right. Let me come back now. And this is a very, very important stuff that I'm talking about, right? I'm sorry I cannot read more fluently and stuff like that, but I hope you're understanding something here and can pick it up and do your own research on it, man. At least, I mean, if I can give you something to work on that is important for you to start taking control of yourself, your own life, man. You see, we don't like to go on the inside and check ourselves out, but this is what it is all about. Otherwise, we stay outside and keep on believing nonsense. This is something for us to personally take over and manage our lives, right? So it tells you that these members are known, which the hominidae, they call them hominids. The hominids are known as the great apes or hominids or taxonomic family of primates. Listen good, where these white people are coming from. You need to listen good, okay? Because they don't have any things to sustain their existence and legitimacy of being among African people. They do not. And the truth is what? To bury them where they belong. Okay? So it goes on. That includes 8 extant species. I don't know what they're talking about, extant species, because in the world, it's a textbook, only 2 species exist. And all of them died out, leaving a subgroup, and that's the white people them. They should have been dead out long time ago, okay? Because, see, we are suffering from their interference with our lives. We can't even do anything governmental for ourselves anymore. Can't you see that? Taxonomic defilement that I've been telling you about. Now, I know me write this. These sodomites, they are the ones that write what I'm reading to you right now. They're talking about the taxonomy in internal part, that what they have is different from ours. And it is because they fucked our people that their blood, contaminate us until this day. And we don't find out that anything wrong with us yet. You see what I mean? We don't know the core of it. Now, it goes on that a taxonomy family of primates that includes 8 extant species in 4 genera. Pongo, the Bormian, Sumatran, and Tapanuli, Orangutan, gorilla, the eastern and western gorilla, Pan, the chimpanzee, and the bonobo, number 1, the branch of science concern with classification, especially of organisms, systematics, the classification of something, especially organism, the taxonomy of these fossils
a system of classification. Plural noun. Taxonomies. A taxonomy of smells. Listen. Listen. I think this is able to point, I mean, anybody out there to research of what taxonomy and species really are. Okay? And I want to thank you. I hope that you are able to find something to strengthen you personally. And don't go off and look, I don't tell you anything for you to believe. I don't tell you anything for you to believe at all, at all. I don't want you to believe anything I say. If it don't count knowledge for you, dump what I say, right? It's good for me and people who understand. But if you can't, and it's not that you have questions to ask or something like that. If you have your own way, go have it. If it don't concern what is to make us be a better world of people, it's up to you. All right? Take good care. Hope to see you on the next edition, hopefully. Thank you, and have a nice day.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know